Grace, greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 20th day of April. I'm Paul, and I'm so happy you've joined me today as we journey through the Gospel of Luke. Specifically today, we're in the 11th chapter. We'll pick it up at verse 49 in just a moment. It's Saturday, and Saturday means I like to tell you about what you can expect to find on our website, across all of our platforms, audio and video, on Sunday's drop. This week's a little different. There is no video. So if you go to YouTube looking for our sermon this week, there'll be one there, but it will be just our logo on the screen and then the audio. We do that for those who access us only through YouTube so they can still get the audio. We did not have a camera with us when we went to the Netherlands in November of 2023. On the first full day that we were there, we did a session with leaders. We did three sessions with leaders. I have aired the first two of those sessions, and the last one that we aired for you, we posted that on the 3rd of March. So if you missed it, Netherlands 2023 session two was posted on March the 3rd. So here we are, 6 weeks, 7 weeks later, and I'm putting up the third of three from that day. Now, those first two sessions were me working through the final chapter of Hebrews, talking about soul care, what real leadership's all about. The third session was actually supposed to be the body of the lesson that day, but I didn't get to it. They were pulling so much good stuff. They were such an engaging audience, so with me in the teaching that by the time I got at the end of the first session, I looked down at my notes and realized, well, we didn't cover much ground. Got through the second session, maybe we were halfway there. So got to the third session, went, okay, let's do it. So we jumped to Matthew 20 and we tell the story of James and John's mom coming to Jesus going, I want you to grant my two sons to set one on your right hand, one on your left. This message is their response, or Jesus' response to their request, and how the problem is not so much in what they're asking, but that they have no idea the ramifications of what they're asking. And so the right hand and the left, Jesus says, is not his to give. And yet Mark, the narrator, uses right hand and left at the cross. That's a little hint, by the way, as to what sitting on the right hand and on the left hand might be all about. This message is about an hour long. It is one that I think you will really enjoy. I got a lot out of listening back to it. I hadn't listened to these since I was there months ago, and this really blessed me. Also, at the beginning tomorrow, I do a little 30-second intro maybe, just to tell the audience what they're about to hear, and I reveal that we have now released the Q&A on additional content. And if you are an additional content user, you might have already actually realized that because we released it in the mid part of this last week. So additional content is a sort of a members-only segment of paulwhiteministries.com. For a one-time fee, you get a password, and then you get everything that's behind the additional content wall. We got a lot of stuff back there. But we just added this week, Netherlands 2023 Q&A. So the question and answer session that followed session two on that day is now available. It's about 43 minutes long. Forgive the fact that you can't hear their question real well. I try to improve that as the Q&A goes along, but I always try to sort of repeat what they asked or at least answer in a way that you can kind of tell what the question was. And as is my style, I go on and on with my answers. So it gets me into more territory. And I think it'll be one you will want. If you are an additional content member, it's there for you. And if you are not but would like to be, well, please go to the website, paulwhiteministries.com, and purchase additional content. $75 is the one-time fee, and you get a password that lets you have everything that's there, whether it's there now or whether we put it in there a year from now. Oh, and by the way, I have enough backup material that I don't think we will be releasing the rest of the Netherlands sermons on our weekend releases. Instead, I think we're going to slowly drop them into additional content, so there will be new content as the year proceeds. I'll try to do one a month, at least one every other month, and then anything else that surfaces, we'll put it there in additional content, so check it out. Okay, today I want to just say this verse, Luke chapter 11. Well, it's not just this verse, but I want to say just a thing about this verse. Verse 49, therefore the wisdom of God, Jesus is speaking here, the wisdom of God also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. I don't know if you've ever wondered, what is it that Jesus is quoting? If you're looking at a hard copy, you'll see it. If not, I'll help you here. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, quote mark, Jesus is quoting the wisdom of God. Some translations capitalize the W on wisdom because they see this as a book. Some translations don't. They assume that Jesus is quoting God himself, which would be an odd move for Jesus, because he's speaking as a man, and thus if he's speaking something that was said, it would be something that had been readily available for other people to hear. So when it says, quote, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute. The interesting, end quote, by the way. The interesting thing, I think, is that we've never found this. He is not directly quoting the Old Testament. We don't know what that wisdom of God is. Is that a writing? Was that a rabbinical writing? Was that a statement well known by the crowd that had been taught? That's an interesting thing. And this might be a situation in which we're getting some insight into something they had available that we don't have available. In any case, he then adds 50, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. This generation, specific time and place. So the blood of the prophets killed by the nation of Israel would culminate in the shed blood of Jesus, that Jesus becomes the ultimate death of all of the prophets that come before him, that slain from the, quote, foundation of the world. We're going to get into that tomorrow. It needs its own podcast, and we'll do it. I'll see you then. God bless.